Hello and welcome to the Pod2 Podcast, where we explore the news, services, technologies, and advice that will help podcast producers and consumers. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Matthew Passy. On this episode, we go up to Stand Up New York and check out their podcasting labs. This is kind of similar to what we did in the first episode with the New Media Studios folks, but this is a little more angled for procasters. You know, these are studios and production facilities and a lot of manpower that are built up to help out already established brands and comedians and companies that are looking to get into this space. It's an interesting interview, a little bit different from what we're, you know, probably going to be focusing on with the amateur podcasting scene, but there's still a lot to get out of it. So, you know, stay tuned and listen for the Stand Up New York Labs guys. And before we get to that, just remember to check out pod2pod.com. It's your go-to resource for all things podcasting. There you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the latest headlines, browse our directory of podcast services, surf our calendar of podcasting events, and so much more. That's pod2pod.com. Here we go with Stand Up New York.
All right, so you're...
Hello.
Yep. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Your level should be fine.
Oh, this is so sexy in here.
Pretty easy.
And take a picture of us.
Not
on social media. There you go. Should I pretend?
We're both laughing. We said something hilarious.
I'm not a big laugher.
Oh really? So. All right. How's about angry?
I see you're married.
I am married.
Do you have kids?
No, nope. Not yet.
I have three kids.
It. Oh wow.
Don't get my stomach. They look fat.
A guy who runs a comedy thing but doesn't like laughter.
I don't like laughing.
Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So it's recording now or not yet?
You're rolling right now. As okay. long as you see this happening, like as long as this red line is going, okay. you're seeing levels, you're good.
If I see the timer and the views bouncing, I can see that it looks good from here.
Yeah. You also have a problem
with going. Okay. Yeah, we won't be too long. I'll make sure.
Air conditioning off.
Yep.
Just make sure that iPad gets plugged in.
Yep, got it.
And then, just lock the door behind you.
That's appreciate it.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Sorry, Matthew. Chris.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you, man. No problem.
Matthew's with a company called Pod2Pod. It's like all things podcast, like a directory,
building a
resource.
News website, directory,
oh, cool.
newsletter.
Great.
Hopefully we'll do a little interview and post it up there.
Sweet.
All right, man.
All right. Cool. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
So how often do you actually come into the studio?
To record or like...
No, to actually record. Like how often do you get on air?
No, not often.
You're not really an on-air guy?
I mean, I'm leaning more... Is it... Hello? But I'm supposed to hear you though, no?
Oh, you're not hearing me? No. So your headphones are attached to a little box next to you? Just spin that clockwise until it starts to pop up.
Okay.
And make sure the mic is nice and close to your
face. Do you hear
face.
Me okay?
Yeah, you're sounding pretty good, and
no, I'm.
Your levels are bouncing good over there.
I'm looking to get out there more and promote what we're doing here. So I did a radio, I did a radio show last week. Not a podcast, a show on AM 970.
Is that out of New York?
It's out of New York.
Okay.
Yes.
Pull this a little bit closer to you. Get intimate without touching it.
How's that?
That's good.
Better?
Yeah. These mics they're forgiving, but they're also, that means you got to be, you know, pretty intimate with them.
Got it.
All right. So real quickly, just so I have everything correct. So it's Danny Zoldan?
Donnie.
Oh, it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Donnie Zoldan.
That's okay.
Zoldan or Zoldan?
Zoldan. So, I mean, we could talk about that. So some people pronounce it Zoldan.
Okay.
Some people pronounce it Zoldan.
Where?
And some people pronounce it Zoldan. Zoldan, Zoldan, Zoldan.
What is your family's preference?
I'll have to go through everyone. I think everyone has a different preference. But I say Zoldan. I say Zoldan. And my first name is Donnie, but spelled D-A-N-I.
Okay.
Pronounced Donnie.
And where's your family? Like, what's your lineage?
My lineage is my mom's side from Syria.
Okay.
The Jewish part. And my dad from Eastern Europe, Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Not Jewish?
But both sides Jewish.
Okay.
Very, very Jewish.
My dad is, his family is French, but then escaped and went through Turkey before coming here.
Okay.
And my mother's side is what I affectionately call Eastern European oppressed Jew.
Okay.
So, you know, gypsies that were run out of Poland, Hungary, Russia, all those good countries.
Right, right.
You know, one time or another.
Right. So both sides are Jewish.
Both sides are Jewish.
In the tribe, okay.
And my wife is
Jewish. You look Jewish.
I think that's a compliment. I sweat like a Jew.
You sweat like a Jew. I sweat like a Jew also.
So you said three kids?
Three kids.
How old?
7, 4, and 8 months.
Wow.
8 months is a boy, 4-year-old girl, 7-year-old girl.
Nice. It's nice having two girls because then they can help you with the youngest one. They want to do it.
Hopefully.
So let's talk New York stand-up and the New York podcast.
Stand-up New York.
Stand-up New York.
Stand-up New York.
I'm 0 for...
It's funny because I did a radio show last week, and I think the host said New York Comedy Club.
Which this is not.
No.
There is an actual New York Comedy Club. It is separate from this.
Correct.
Okay.
So we're Stand-up New York.
So Stand-up New York, downstairs is a comedy club, regular acts coming through, people on the weekends. You do, you know, an amateur night once a week, other events. But we are upstairs in the podcasting studios and the comedy content creation studio.
That is correct.
So what is the, talk to me about the creation studio and the podcasting, what you guys call it, and, you know, what's your goal up here?
So 3 years ago, we created Stand Up New York Labs, really as a podcast network. From the beginning, we launched about a dozen shows. Each show is about an hour long, once a week, recorded in the podcast studio above the club. Some of our hit shows are called Race Wars, Tuesdays with Stories, the J Train
podcast. I've heard of Tuesdays with Stories.
Okay, so yeah, so that show does really well for us. Mm-hmm. That was a hit right when we launched it. The J Train podcast, we partnered up with Total Frat Move. TFM, they're a big college humor website.
Okay.
We actually find the shows do much better when we find that partner that has a built-in audience.
Yeah,
so that's you know, one of our strategies moving forward. We try to find that partner with a big audience. Instead of just launching a show with just the comedians, it's a much harder build.
It's sort of like when Seinfeld put out Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee and he partnered with Cracked, and then he was able to get a much larger audience off of it.
Exactly.
So do you also take advantage of the fact that you have a network of shows? Do you guys promote, I shouldn't say just guys, girls do, but do the shows promote each other? Do they appear on each other's shows, cross-promote, things like that?
We talk about shows cross-promoting each other, and we talk about comics... podcasters being a guest on other podcasts, and we talk about we try to have our podcasters promote their upcoming live stand-up shows at the club, but nothing ever happens though.
I guess podcasting is still sort of like to many it's like the Wild Wild West, and they sort of think like, well, it's free form, I can just do what I want, but it does still work better when there's some structure behind it.
You know, you need, first of all, the producer of the podcast needs to constantly drill it into the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, you have an upcoming stand-up date, make sure to promote it. Because chances are their comic is not going to do it on their own. So you need to remind the comic a day in advance, and then the morning of, and then when they walk in, and then half the time they forget.
Ugh.
So... It's just one of those things. We just need to be vigilant and constantly hammer it into their head. But we're working on it.
So this is a beautiful studio. I mean, it's a beautiful setup up here. I know you've got
Thank you very much.
This is just a very comfortable place to do a discussion. I can just see anybody who's coming in here having a lot of fun and just being really, it's a great setup. The equipment's nice, sounds good, as you can hear. You know, very professional looking. And then you've got the other studio, which is a little bit larger, has a little bit of room for, you know, a few audience members to sit in, set up some cameras and things like that. So you're looking for some more great shows. Obviously, you want to produce as much great content as you can. What are you guys looking for? What is your, you know, what's on your desired list for your next big project?
We're a few things. One is we're looking for that big name, comedian, that household name that everyone knows. Because if we get that name, obviously the audience will be large. Second to that, we're also open to having like a limited series podcast. So if an Amy Schumer, if we're trying to get an Amy Schumer, Aziz Ansari, or Louis C.K., you know, into our network, we don't have to get them to commit for a year or 2 years to do a show. If they want to do 12 shows, we'll record that and we could sell ads against that. So that's something we're looking into also, having the limited series podcast. But also finding that partner, finding that marketing partner that we can launch a podcast with. A company that already has a built-in audience that we could partner up with, where we can get help marketing the show through them. That's sort of what we're trying to focus on. Instead of just, I get approached almost every day, you know, with a new podcast idea.
Okay.
But really, unless they're a big name or unless they can bring to the table that anchor and partner with that audience, I mean, 9 out of 10, we're going to say no.
Interesting. What about somebody who comes to you? They might, I mean, because, yeah, it's, this medium is turning into a place where a lot of comedians are able to make a living. Mark Maron sort of proved that model. Chris Hardwick has sort of, you know, proved that model. But isn't it also a place where someone who's looking to grow their name could get a start? Like, isn't there room for, like, the podcasting farm system, you know, to come through? And at least if they come to someone like you and pay for the studio time and pay for some production assistance and editing and, you know, this beautiful studio, that they can sound a little bit more professional and get a head start on growing their career?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've discussed and maybe we'll do down the line, but I think it's a great idea to, you know, it's always good when you find that that talent that's not discovered.
The next thing.
Yeah, because if you discover that comic or that podcaster, and they take off when they're in your network or on your stage in the club, they're going to remember that and they're going to come back and be loyal to you. That's what happened with Amy Schumer, where we were booking her before she was Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she blew up and she was here a month ago. The night before she did The Garden, she came here and ran her hour on the stage.
Nice.
In front of 100 people. So, nice. Yeah, that's something definitely on our radar. You know, to be able to get aspiring podcasters.
And also, I'm sure when an Amy Schumer comes out of a place like this, people are like, well, if Amy can do it here, then I must be able to do it here. There's just that people sort of believe that sometimes the tools are what make them great, not, you know, what they bring to the table.
Right, exactly.
So what else? So what else are you doing here? Because it's not just podcasting. You are doing all sorts of comedy content creation.
We're getting into video content as well. So brands and agencies can hire us to produce funny content, whether it's launching a podcast for a brand or creating funny videos for their social media marketing campaigns. That's what we're getting more involved with, because our selling point, Stand Up New York Labs, is our access to the comics. So we know the stand-ups, we know the comedy writers. So whether it's a small company that's looking for a funny video for their social media, or a big agency that has a big client and they're looking for a funny commercial, we want to be that company that they source for that funny content. That's really our long-term vision.
Okay. Does it?
And we want to create content for audiences as well. So sort of phase one was the podcasting. Phase two is the more business to business.
Okay.
Phase three is creating funny content for audiences. So where you can find on Hulu or Netflix or Crackle. That's phase three.
Do you ever this I do a little bit of digital marketing and social media, and I go into these meetings with, let's just call them brand leaders, not necessarily corporate, some corporate, some nonprofit. And the first thing they say to you is, we want something viral.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever ask you that? Does that drive you crazy when they say that?
Not yet, but we're anticipating that. We're just venturing into that space now, but I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of those requests. But we've been hearing a lot of, we try to leave the creative process to the comics, but we're expecting a lot of clients sort of injecting their own ideas also, which like we know aren't, you know, won't be very funny, you know? So we try to encourage them to be like, let the comics, like this guy writes for The Daily Show,
okay,
or Seth Meyers, like let them write the content.
He's got a,
your idea is cute. And like, we'll take the ideas, but we try to leave the funny to the funny people.
Let the guy with a bachelor's in comedy do the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly.
Cool. So what advice would you give somebody else who, not here in New York, because you know, nobody wants competition, but what would you give advice to someone who's hearing this idea and thinking, we need this in our town?
A podcast studio or?
Both, the podcast studio and the, you know, the podcast network. That's, there's, I think more and more people are not just doing a single show because, yeah, a single show is great. You build a name for yourself. You drive a little bit of an audience. But there is, as you said earlier, massive strength in being part of a network, being part of a relationship and, you know, being able to share audience and resources and things like that. So I think there's a lot more folks who are looking to just to build a network and have a lot of shows, you know, in
right.
one place. So what about that? Like, what's your advice for those guys who might be hearing this and thinking, I want to do that too.
I think location actually is probably very important in this industry. You know, if you're out in Nebraska or Kansas and you have a podcast studio there, I mean, is there a lot of talent in those locations?
I just
feel like on the East Coast and West Coast, that's where, you know, that's where also you'll get the guests also. So I think where you're located is kind of important because you want big guests also. Yeah, if you're in Nebraska, I guess you can get people calling in. But if you're in New York or if you're in LA, you can actually, you know, have a lot of guests sit with you. Yesterday we also produce sports podcasts and mm-hmm. tech podcasts for digital media, a podcasting company. And Doc Rivers was here yesterday as a guest. Regis was here a few weeks ago.
Nice.
Paul Reiser was here a month ago. Colin Quinn was stopped by. Susie Essman, Mario Cantone. I mean, almost every single day, being in New York, we get those names coming into the studio. So when you're out in, you know, the boondocks somewhere, who are you going to get? Also, like, yeah, even if you, I don't know, just I don't think people will take you seriously. I mean, I might be wrong, but I feel like it's much easier being in New York, being immediately surrounded by those influencers.
I guess it's true. I guess there's not a lot of stand-ups who aspire to play, you know, the middle of the country. Yeah, they do it. They go on the road. They have to build the audience.
That's why actors, comedians, they either go to New York or LA. I feel like it's sort of the same with podcasters.
Well, and even comedians to an extent. You know, guys who once they've discovered that this is what they want to do, you're right. They move to New York. They move to LA. Maybe Boston.
That's where it's at. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I feel like New York, LA, that's a place to be.
What else would you want to tell people about this awesome place here, this facility, what you guys are doing?
I don't know, man. Just, you know, we're on Google Play. It's kind of cool. a lot of companies are offering podcasts now on their platform. So Google Play recently added a podcast button, also Spotify. I know Pandora, you know, soon will be adding a podcast feature.
Audible.
Yeah, so just, I guess there's still a lot of people, especially older people, that are not listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I sort of don't blame them because, you know, when you're in your car, you know, that usually that podcast option is not available. You know, you just have AM, FM. But as the technology is more available, I think more people listen to podcasts. But then there's an issue with curating all that content mm-hmm. and weeding out all of the crap.
Yeah.
You know, like Seinfeld, actually, I saw him a year ago presenting on behalf of Crackle, you know, the app that comedians in cars is on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically, someone asked him a question in the audience, asking him, like, what he thinks of, like, YouTube. And he basically said, like, what do you think about people creating, like, these funny YouTube videos? There's a lot of amateur content, you know, cat videos and all of that on YouTube. He basically said, like, leave it to the funny people, you know, to the talented people. Like, people shouldn't be, like, on SoundCloud or YouTube. That shouldn't be there. So I sort of see both sides where, yeah, it's great, you know, you could create your own content and get on SoundCloud and get on YouTube. But then how do you filter out all the crap and just discover the good stuff? That's still a challenge. And sort of people don't know. People go on YouTube, people go on SoundCloud, people go on iTunes. You sort of don't know what you're looking for. It's not like you turn on TV and, like, you know, 2, 4, 5, 7, you know where all your good stations are, and you know there's good content in all these stations. Internet's it's the wild, wild west.
It's a free-for-all.
There should be maybe two different webs.
Amateur web and pro web?
Amateur web and a pro web. That's what I'm working on.
That's interesting. There's a lot of people who throw the term around procasters versus podcasters.
Okay, interesting.
You think you guys are fall more into the procaster category?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Maybe we do have to make that distinction. Maybe that should be the next thing is to... Because, like, public radio competes in the podcasting space, but, you know, they're doing it from fancy radio stations with huge support teams.
It's sort of like on Time Warner Cable Channel, like 57, like public access. You know, there's not a lot of good content on those stations.
So you have a lot of good shows. Where can people find all of your good content? Are they on your website? Or
they're on our website, standupnylabs.com. They are on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and any podcast app that you can find.
And who are the shows, again, that you want to make sure people are listening to?
Tuesdays with Stories, Race Wars, the J Train podcast, In the Conversation, Crest to Mouth.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm in your beautiful studios.
We'll continue when we stop record.